The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening and welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, sitting in for John Stad Miller today. Today's date is Thursday, January 18th, 2018. Well, I got a call from John today. It appears he picked up what I talked about on his show on Tuesday. Excuse me, I'm still suffering a little bit with it. I'm probably about 75 to 80% back from where I should be, but it appears that John has picked up this thing I call, refer to as the pulmonary crud. It is flu-like in nature, but not quite the flu. It sounds like he has exactly what I had it or have still. Starts up in the sinus cavity area and migrates down to the lungs. So I offered him the same suggestion, advice that I offered on his show. There's a little gadget, a little tool I found at your local dollar store there. It's called, what is it, All the Dollar, Greenbacks All the Dollar. And I talked about it on John's show on Tuesday. And I got a great response back on my email, people wanting the formula that the salt saline mixture that actually goes in this thing called the Yeti Pot. And there's it's actually a knockoff of the Neti Pot, but the Yeti Pot, either or, the solution I made is kind of a pH-balanced nasal irrigation sinus solution. It is awesome. It really does work. I've gone through probably half a dozen of these cocktails. I'm trying to figure out how to best pull out this gunk out of my sinuses and get to breathing better and actually make sure it doesn't migrate down into my lungs where it's nice and warm and moist and where this thing can really take off and get you in some serious respiratory trouble. So if you are interested, like I said, I spoke about this on John's show. If you want to go back and listen to the show, the entire show, I think I stayed at least 20 to 25 minutes on his show talking about this little gadget called the Yeti Pot. You can find it at your dollar store if they're not already gone. If they're gone, don't worry about it. Go over there to your nearest Walmart has different ones, the Neti Pot. You can go to any pharmacy and probably find one there. It's just a nasal irrigation pot. The one at the dollar store, the only drawback is that there evidently was supposed to be some packets in there, some saline packets. They are not in the package, so you simply make up your own. I tried their nasal saline package formula. Not as good as mine. Mine's much better. It actually pulls all that gunk out, and you want to get that gunk out. So I know it's kind of a disgusting way to start a story here, the show, of talking about sinuses and gunk and mucus and phlegm. But I'm sorry, I am a nurse, an ICU nurse, 24 years, and so this is really nothing. I could probably eat a sandwich right now and talk about this stuff. Wouldn't bother me one bit. Other people get grossed out. That's just what you get used to when you're in the field. So you can check my new email address. Now, I had one before that got quite a bit of traffic, but I'm not even going to mention it because it'll just confuse you to the new email address I have now. So I'm just going to give you the new one. If you're interested in this formula, this nasal sinus irrigation formula that I've come up with, be happy to give it to you. Just contact me through my email. It's the name of the show, actually. It's Off the Beaten Path. Steve@gmail.com. That's Off the Beaten Path. Steve@gmail.com. if you already didn't know, I have a show on the network on Sundays. It is Off the Beaten Path, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I talk about a lot of health things because I'm into that. And I want to educate you to really what's going on here. And that's basically it, that in a nutshell. You know, I found that the best learning experience comes from a personal learning experience. Whether you're at work or you're putting in a fixing the plumbing underneath your sink, which I need to be doing, but I'm not going to do because my landlord's going to get over here and do that. Don't want to foul that up, mess up anything. But you learn from personal experiences, and if you don't have the personal experience, you learn from your personal contact experiences. So we're going to start off. We're talking about this nasty crud floating around here called, I call it the pulmonary crud. The physicians at the hospital say it's flu-like, but not quite, so they just call it, it affects the lungs mostly. And when people do go in the hospital, it's usually for respiratory issues, so we call it pulmonary crud. That's what I've been calling it for years and years. I seem to get it every year. This year I got it. I thought I would evade it, and moving down to Florida, I thought that'd be a good health move for me, and I do believe it is. But I happened to make a little trip up to Indiana to see my family and my grandchildren. And for lovely, beautiful grandchildren who are petri dishes, really. I mean, they take everything. They get it to school and they bring it home. And I go to visit and guess what? I pick it up. So I love you. But really, these kids, they're kind of a petri dish. You got to watch them. Hats off to the moms who have to stay home and take care of these kids one after another because they're all going to get this crap. And not a good thing, not a good thing at all. So like I said, your best learning experiences come from your personal learning experiences. They affect you. But if not, then somebody close to you, a personal contact experience. Which brings me to my next door neighbor. Lovely people, husband and wife live next door. He's moved here from, he's actually originally from Peru, actually. Nice guy. Both of them are sweetheart people. Came over, introduced themselves. Everybody in Florida has been so kind. It's amazing. Very, very friendly people here, down here in Central Florida. And, of course, people are always inquisitive. What do you do for a career? What's your line of work? It's not really a nosy thing, I think. It's just a common, you know, chit-chat of what do you do? They're curious. What line of work are you in? And, of course, we're both ICU nurses, my wife and I, both ICU. 24 years. My wife's got like 35 in. So we've been around the block. We've seen a lot. And the next thing that came up was I just received my flu vaccine. And she looked at me and she says, did you get your flu vaccine? I said, no. And I quickly evaded that story, that discussion, because I didn't want to come off as being this anti-vaccine guy, this guy that's a kook, a nutcase. He doesn't believe in medicine, and I do believe in medicine. Believe me, when it's necessary, I believe in using medicine when my own immune system can't do the job that God had intended it to do. So I do know, personally speaking, my limitations on my immune system. You should also know the limitations on your immune system to say, hey, I can't kick this, or whatever ailment you have, I need to go see a professional. I need to go to the hospital and see a physician. So know your limitations. I know mine. So I'm not one of those guys that runs to the doctor for everything because I know my limitations. I usually gut it out, fix it myself if I can. If I can't, fine. I throw in the towel and I go to the hospital. Get on an antibiotic if I need to. So the advice I'm giving you here is just advice. It's a suggestion. I'm not a doctor, even though I play one on TV. It's just advice and suggestions. Please know your limitations. Know what you're capable of handling. And if you can't, please then seek medical attention. This thing can get nasty. It's, like I said, it settles in your chest. And it will work on decreasing your oxygen concentration and availability of taking in oxygen and getting it to the rest of the body where you need it. So this is a nasty little critter. And I sent over John the formula that I've offered on my email. I'll send out to anybody who wants it. Also sent John another interesting email that I found, an article I found, about sanitizing your toothbrush. Now, the reason I bring that is up is because basically we are reinfecting ourselves during this flu season with what we pick up. We brush our teeth. We shake it off. Maybe we may run a little water over the top of the brush itself, put it back in the little holder, and we walk away, and tomorrow morning we use it again. Well, you've got a nice, perfect little petri dish there, right there on your toothbrush. It's wet, it's moist, and nice and warm in your bathroom, and it's got the perfect environment to replicate and once again reintroduce the bug that you're trying to get rid of right now. So, I found this article. It's a very good article. I think it's like 5 secrets to disinfecting your toothbrush. And the best one I actually found, and I advised John with this, is basically it's simple 3% hydrogen peroxide. No, it's nothing big. You can go to the dollar store. You can get it at Walmart. I buy several of the big bottles through the flu season. And I have a separate cup in my bathroom that I have, maybe a quarter of it full. And I'll put my toothbrush in there after I brush my teeth. It'll sit in there all night. I'll empty out the peroxide in the morning, put brand new peroxide in after I brush my teeth again, and do that whole process through the entire flu season. It's a recommendation. I think it's a dang good recommendation. And if it can keep you healthy, that's great. And let's cheat Big Pharma this year. And if not this year, let's cheat them next year. And I'm here just to kind of give you some advice of what you can do, hopefully to stay a little bit healthier. We do have an immune system for a reason, and I do believe allowing your immune system to do what it was intended to do, and that is fight infection. But like I said, know your limitations, and please do not push it to the limit, because sometimes that's too far and too long, and terrible consequences there. So getting back to my neighbor next door here, sweet people. She tells me she got the flu vaccine. I avoided the conversation. But guess what? She got the flu, and she got it really bad. I haven't seen her out of the house in weeks. I talked to her husband today. Yeah, she's still sick, getting better. She's still sick. And this is the woman that had the flu vaccine. Well, you know, I don't know about you, but I don't know how much it's going to take and when people are actually going to finally understand that if you take the flu vaccine every year and you still get the flu, then basically what you're taking is not helping you get any kind of immunity. It's kind of like a placebo. It's not giving you what they tell you you're going to get, and that's immunity to this terrible virus. So if you take the flu vaccine every year and you still get the flu, what's the purpose? Yeah, especially with the flu vaccine effectiveness rate. Last year was 46%. I talked about the last 6 or 7 years. I had some numbers down. I think 2007 was the worst year yet. It made 19% effectiveness. So I don't know about you. If you came home with a report card with red ink and you saw 19%, you'd be having Fs. I have yet to see this vaccine reach even 50%, which is an F still. So it's a bad vaccine. It's not effective. It is a moneymaker, but it is not effective vaccine. And you'd be better to do a lot of other things that I spoke about earlier, about nutrition, good nutrition, avoiding alcohol, sugar, lots of rest, eliminate your stress level, hand washing, for God's sakes, hand washing like crazy, almost to the point where you're obsessive compulsive in this. But this is the flu season, and everything you kind of touch, you're in the office place, and somebody coughs on their hand, and they touch a doorknob, and you touch it. Guess what? You're going to transmit it to yourself. And John and I talked about this. You know, we do. Americans, for the most part, watch them sometimes. They do touch their mouth and their nose an awful bit, awful lot. So we do have entrance into our bodies through those two ports right there. And for God's sakes, if you're sick, stay home. Don't go to work and spread it to everybody else. You know, there's lots of things we can do to minimize our risk of getting this flu every year. I would love to see a public service announcement from the government saying, hey, the flu season's coming up. Make sure you do these things. Excessive hand washing. Make sure you're washing your hands quite a bit. If you cough into your hand, you know, hand sanitizer. There's so many things we could be doing. They're not telling us. But again, we're talking about limiting commerce. One of my favorite words is Ron McDonald's favorite word, commerce. And, they just want to see those aisles at the Walmart full of people buying all those cold flu remedies. And they're not about to tell you how to limit your chances of picking up these illnesses. That's your job. And I'm going to tell you, flat up, I'm going to tell you the truth of what I know. If I don't know, hey, I'm going to say I don't know. But we can do a lot ourselves to minimize our risk of picking up this nasty thing. So now, actually, since my neighbor next door, sweet lady that she is, has got the flu and still has the flu, and it's been 3 weeks now. So next opportunity I have, I'm going to pull out my little data, and I'm going to sit down with her, and I'm going to give her this information of what I know, and hopefully it'll sink in that she won't make the same mistake next year. Now, she's probably in her early 60s, mid-60s, which brings up an interesting question I had to an email. Now, this live attenuated virus, this vaccine and the flu vaccine, is a live attenuated virus. It's weakened, though. It is a weakened virus. And so I had a question posed to me on my email saying, then how come some people can take this vaccine and then later on get the flu itself? So I had to think about this a little bit. And so the people that I find who are getting the actual flu are your elderly, usually late 60s, early 70s, or older. And what I've put together, at least my theory on the whole thing of how somebody could get the flu by taking a live attenuated vaccine. These are weakened vaccines, weakened viruses. How could they possibly get the flu? Is that basically with another immune system that is very weak, we're talking about the elderly here, this weakened virus is actually not so weak anymore when it's introduced into a weak immune system. So that's the best I can make on that whole situation. That's a theory of mine. I think it's a pretty relevant, good theory, because I've got some articles here that I'm going to mention. It talks about that the people that are most affected right now who are coming into the hospital are people who are immunosuppressed, have chronic illnesses, and these are the people in their late 60s, early 70s, and older, in their 80s, and it mentions this in the article. So don't forget also hydration, very important when you're fighting off this illness. Make sure you drink lots of fluid and electrolytes, definitely electrolytes. So let me go to this article real quick here. Let me pull it up and... I'm going to go to this phone call real quick here. We got Art off the grid. Art, what's on your mind?
Oh, hello, Steve. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing better. I'm doing better.
I've been out of the loop for a while, and I'm just recently come back to RBN because I just recently got back on the Internet. So I've not had a chance to tune into your broadcast, but I'll be looking forward to listening on Sunday when you come on. You know, you talk about vaccines, and I have the perfect argument for vaccines, but first, a little background. I've lived off the grid, basically living off the land for over 30 years, and I've not had a vaccine in over 25 years, and I never get sick. And people can't seem to figure out, well, how come you never get sick? Well, it's pretty simple. I don't use soap. I don't use shampoo. I don't use any chemicals whatsoever on my body. I bathe with wood ash that I get from the fire out of the fireplace or wood-burned stove, and this is what I bathe with, and it's actually better than any soap I've ever used. I have no body odor or no crud or anything like that, and I'm completely and utterly disease-free, for lack of a better word. But my immune system has been allowed to develop and strengthen to the point to where I can walk into virtually any kind of environment and not have to worry about becoming sick.
Right.
Now, I have to take a little extra precautions now because I've recently come back home to take care of my elderly mother, who's just been diagnosed with lung cancer, stage 4, terminal, and it's inoperable because of its location.
Art, hold that. There's a music. Hold that thought. We'll come right back to you. This is the National Intel Report.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
No one can be said. What we all must outrun. Who's gonna carry the weight of the world until we learn to stop and do what must be done? This ain't no Shangri-La. Do you know Shangri-La?
We're back. This is the National Intel Report. Go back to the phones with Art off the grid. Go ahead and finish up, Art.
Okay, so anyway, that's a little background on me. So literally, basically, I've lived in a literal petri dish for the vast majority of my life. 55 years old in a couple more weeks, and I'm as strong as ever. But I've recently moved back home to take care of my elderly mother, and she's been diagnosed stage 4 lung cancer. It is malignant. It's inoperable because of its location right there where the heart and the lungs come together. So they can't operate. There's nothing they can do. And with the reports that I'm hearing about hospitals across the country being overwhelmed, I've even heard reports of hospitals that are small tent cities are going up out in their parking lots and all this other kind of crazy garbage. I'm now at a point where we are making trips to Augusta, Georgia, which is about an hour from where we live, a couple times a week to have her lungs drained and other various things that they're trying to do to try to figure out exactly what we should be doing here. And I'm absolutely on edge paranoid of her picking up the flu and getting sick. And other than I've got one lady, she's a really nice lady. I've met her in the chat room, one of the RBN chat rooms, and she's sending some Scoobies so I can begin making kombucha here for my mom to drink, which I am also kind of fond of as well, which will help her in some ways. But other than when we go to town, putting a face mask on her to keep her, at least reduce any risk of her picking up the flu from somebody else, is there anything else that you might can recommend that I could do to help boost her immune system without getting the vaccines?
Good question. Good question. Like I said, I'm just going to give you advice, Art. I'm not a doctor, but has your mother already started chemo? Had she done any chemo in the past or not?
She's already stated she does not want chemo because she understands how bad that is, and in her weakened state, neither she, me, my niece, or the doctors think that she would survive that.
Yeah, right.
So basically,
I agree.
Thinking about the comfort thing at this point.
Right, comfort.
But I really don't want her getting sick if I can at all avoid it. I know you're not a doctor or anything like that, but you say you're a nurse, and it sounds like you have the same opinion of vaccines that I do, and so I'm kind of curious, is there anything that you could think of that I might could do to help boost her immune system naturally and reduce the risk of her getting sick when I do have to take her into town?
Well, I would probably say, let's say your mom is probably very weak, right? Kind of weak?
Very weak.
Yeah. Yeah. Which means probably, I assume that her red blood cell count is down, which is responsible, the hemoglobin portion of that red blood cell is responsible for carrying oxygen. So I would assume that her blood counts are all messed up and in the red blood cell area. So, I would check with a physician, but I would say probably it wouldn't be out of line to have a iron supplement, but then you have to worry about the constipation issues. But with proper hydration and, the right kind of diet, she shouldn't have that kind of problem. Hydration and a lot of roughage in your diet. But I would say I would put my mother probably on a iron supplement to help try to boost her red blood cell count so she'd have more oxygen carrying capacity to the tissues, and she would actually pep up a little bit and be a little stronger. I would try that. Nutrition is huge, Art. You know, nutrition is so important in healing, but in the disease process itself, as in she's in stage 4 cancer right now, nutrition is still very, very important. Go ahead.
We just got the diagnosis a few weeks ago, so we're just now figuring this out. So right now the only thing really has been done has been the test to find out where she's at and how far progressed she has. No treatments or anything have been started because, like I said, we are just now figuring out what's going on. And we have an appointment on Monday, so I was just kind of like wondering if there might be anything that I might could mention to the doctor as far as treatments. Fortunately, the doctor, when I spoke to him last week, he is not a fan of chemo either, which is, I think, is a good thing. But I was just kind of wondering, and I've got her back on a more natural diet. She was eating a lot of processed foods and such as that. She really wasn't, those don't have the nutrient buildup that they should have. I've got her on more of a natural diet. More garden-grown vegetables, cooking from scratch, non-GMO, and all of that. She does appear to be, she's got color coming back in her skin. She's on oxygen, so she's breathing a lot better. Her hands are warm again. They're not cold. She's getting her appetite back, but she's extremely weak.
What's the age of your mother? What's the age?
75.
75?
My major concern is if she picks up the flu or the pneumonia or something like that, I could lose her very quickly. And so I'm trying to think of anything to help boost her immune system. And other than the kombucha and, vitamin supplements and things, I can't think of anything else.
Right. Now, let me ask you this one question. Is your mother on supplemental oxygen right now?
She's on oxygen right now, yes.
Yes, okay. We'll come right back to Art Off the Grid. This is the National Intel Report after this short commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So it started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know when I get there. I'm learning to fly around the clouds.
We're back. This is the National Intel Report. We go back to the phones on an Art off the grid. Art, go ahead and finish up.
Yeah, like I was saying, other than, you know, trying to get her on as natural a diet as possible with, which is, I mean, I've been eating this diet that I'm introducing her to. This is what I've been eating for over three decades now, and I'm healthy as a horse. And it's, you know, I'm not going to say organic because there's no such thing as organic anymore, but it's all natural. Everything is cooked from scratch. No processed foods. So other than that and vitamin supplements, and keeping her on the oxygen every day, I don't know what else I can do, and I'm looking to anybody who I think is trustworthy enough to give me some ideas of how I can boost her immune system so that she isn't easily going to get sick.
Right, right. Well, let me give you a little advice. For in the hospital, I am not a dietitian, but I tell you what, I have met some very very awesome dietitians in the hospital who actually work on oncology units and ICUs, and they know nutrition especially in the disease process, what stage you are in right now at the stage four. And I would actually tap that resource. When you go to see your physician, get a name of a registered dietitian there who actually works maybe on the ICU or in one of the oncology units there. And actually, they probably have some kind of protocol of how, what kind of diets they should be on, somebody in this stage should be on to help boost their energy levels. I would definitely tap that resource as from a dietitian at a hospital. And you said she's on oxygen, right? Is it continuous oxygen or just supplemental once in a while? Continuous?
It's continuous. She doesn't want to wear the tube, but I'm kind of making her wear it.
Yeah, I would definitely do that. Like I said, probably the supplemental, the vitamins, and definitely the iron itself to help boost the red blood cell count to help carry the oxygen. You know, stage four is the final stage. So
yeah.
I do agree with you on the comfort care measures. I'm always, you know, the age, she would not probably do well with the chemo. That would probably facilitate her death, and you wouldn't want that. So definitely talk with the physician. They have lots of doctors in the hospital who deal with the end-of-life situations, comfort care issues. And, you know, definitely tap that resource, that registered dietitian at the hospital. That is her job, to basically figure out what is a good diet plan for that person based on what they have going on for either healing process or end-of-life situation, but to give some kind of quality of life back. I would definitely hit that registered dietitian up, definitely do that, and definitely talk to your end-of-life physician there, your comfort measure physician, and he'll definitely put you in the right direction. And just keep her comfortable. Keep her comfortable. Give her nutrition as much as you can, the best. Avoid all those preservatives. Hydration is really, really important. But if she's on continuous oxygen, that's pretty, if you can't get off it at all, even for temporary, that's pretty serious stuff. So
that's the best. I've always been really strong and not easily rattled, but for the first time in my adult life, I think, I'm actually scared. Anyway, thanks, man. I appreciate it, and I look forward to checking you out on Sunday.
Hey, dude, and keep us up on what's going on over there with your mom. Keep us in the loop, okay?
I appreciate it.
You got it. Hey, thanks, Art. We go to Craig in, looks like, Louisiana. What's on your mind?
Hey, Steve. I don't think we've met, but my name's Craig. I listen to you all the time. And I'm calling on with regards to Art, but he's asking some information about what might, help his mom. I've become aware of his doctor. His name is Thomas Levy, right? And he wrote a book. He's written actually three or four different books on the subject. But I've got two of them. But the one I'm talking about is Primal Panacea is the name of the book. And he's got lots of research. And it's not only him. There's lots of other doctors, too, on vitamin C, high-dose vitamin C. I'm not talking milligrams. We're talking grams. And there's nothing. They've cured polio, they've cured cancer, and everything in between. And they've got documented proof. And it's one of these things that's being, kept under wraps because of it's a very cheap way to cure things. You don't have to cure anything. You can go on the internet, put in Thomas Levy and vitamin C, and you'll get all kind of information. The guy, you could do an interview with him. He's got plenty of YouTube videos out there. There's some other doctors too. I can't name all of them, but this is not just an isolated, one guy deal. It's got a lot of documented evidence and a lot of doctors supporting this. It's IV vitamin C, high dose stuff, and but you can also do it internally. There's different methods of taking it. I'm not a medical person, so I can't really talk in a medical language about it, but I'm just trying to pass on some what I think is some valuable information, because I'm in the same boat as Art. I'm taking care of my parents, and so I know how desperate it can be.
Yeah. You know, I'm a firm believer, if you use it, you won't lose it theory. And I know I've seen people who've been injured, who've been sedentary, sitting on the couch, and they couldn't get up and move around much. They were just, couch potatoes, I guess, basically. And then when they finally did get up, they were so weak because their muscles were not used. So the old theory, if you don't use it, you'll lose it, I do believe in that. And that actually applies to your immune system the same also. I think we have an immune system for a reason. We actually have to exercise that immune system, use it, or we will lose it. So I'm not a big fan of just jumping on the bandwagon of all these panaceas, these cures for everything. You know, pharmaceutical has a pill for nearly everything, or a vaccine for something. And so I'm not on the bandwagon to say, hey, I need that. I believe my immune system is strong at times. You know, we all get ill, but we do bounce back because our immune systems kick in and fight off the infection, and we get some natural immunity out of doing that. That's one of the things I'm really big about talking to people about, the fraud of this flu vaccine, because you're not getting the immunity you're being told to. Now, my next door neighbor who got this flu vaccine, she got it well ahead of the flu season, which is what the recommendation is. They're saying people of this age, get this flu vaccine early, because then you'll develop some immunity, and when the flu comes, you won't get it. Well, hey, she played by the rules, and she did everything she was told, and she's sicker than a dog over there. So, like I said, I'm gonna have this little talk with her. I'm gonna show her the information, and hopefully, she won't look at me like a kook and stop talking to me, and she'll realize, hey, wait a minute, there's something right here about this, because if I do take the flu vaccine every year, why am I still getting it? You know, it's nullified. Yeah, it's not working.
I've never had it.
So, you know, I had no plans of making this a medical show today. I really did not. It was my lead-in only because John is sick with the crud that I have. So I did want to talk a little bit about it. But anything else you want to add?
No, I wouldn't have called if I wouldn't have heard Art, talking, so I wouldn't have bothered him, but I thought it might help him, so
no, I appreciate it. Stay healthy, okay? We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, take care, buddy.
You got it. So let me get back to this article here. It came out of the Orlando Sentinel. It's dated Wednesday, January 17th of this year. It is in a section called Nation and World from page 1, and the article is entitled CDC Says Widespread Flu Far From Done. So let me read this short article to you and see if you can pick out what the most important part of this article was, and see if you pick it up. Here we go. The influenza virus that's sickening millions of Americans is already the most widespread outbreak since public health authorities began keeping track more than a dozen years ago. Now, with the threat of more strains emerging, it might even get worse. Flu is everywhere in the U.S. right now, and Dan Jurgen, director of the Influenza Division at the National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases, there is a widespread activity in all of the continental United States. The most optimistic assumption among government experts is that the season peaked about a few weeks ago, making the apex of what is already an early and severe outbreak. But such an outlook requires observers to ignore that outpatient doctor visits in the first week of 2018 have continued to climb more slowly, yielding the most flu cases ever for this time of the year. Even if the hopeful assessment of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention bears out, there will still be another 11 to 13 weeks of flu circulating nationwide. In general, we see things peaking right now, but that doesn't mean there's not a lot more flu to come. Let's see. In addition, there are other strains of influenza which will show up that could be a major cause of disease. Now, this is the part we're getting to right here, the meat of the story here. They may already be happening. The CDC is starting to see infections caused by the H1N1 strain of the virus in states grappling with high levels of the H2N2 strain. This prominent, predominant version this season is the H3N2, I'm sorry. In addition, Juergens said another type of flu caused by the influenza B virus is still expected to show up later in the season. Now, here's the kicker right here. H3N2 has compounded the damage wrought by the annual flu outbreak. It's known for both its severity and ability to evade the protection provided by vaccinations. It's known for both its severity and ability to evade the protection provided by vaccinations. There you go, people. It doesn't work. So why are you taking it? There you go. And another article I have here just came in. I think it was today. Another one in the Orlando Sentinel. If you want to pull it up online, flu virus widespread in the region, nation, and basically saying the same things, except on page 2 of this article, it does mention what I've spoken about in the past. And let me read it here verbatim. The hospital admissions to the ICU and ER at a Florida hospital in Orlando sent a statement. Most of the patients that are being admitted are elderly, have chronic conditions, and are immunosuppressed. There you go. So you offer one of these vaccines, one of these pathogens, these flu vaccines, to somebody who has one of those conditions, chronic illness, is immunocompromised. What do you think is going to happen? Yeah, that's what's going to happen. You're going to get the flu. Not a good subject to actually take the vaccine. So you heard it there. Definitely do the research on your own. I've done my research. I'm confident with what I speak about here. Again, these are my suggestions, my opinions. I am not a doctor, just an ICU nurse who's been around the block once or twice. But you do have an immune system for a reason. Use it or lose it, but definitely know your limitations. And if you definitely need to see an expert in the medical field, definitely do so. That's a wise thing to do. That's pretty much the topic on that there. We still have some time left, so I am not going to talk any further more about the flu vaccine. I'm done with that issue today. Like I said, there's lots of things we can do ourselves to minimize our risk. And if you are sick, stay home, people. Just stay home. Rest up, nutrition, hydration, wash your hands, get a lot of rest, a lot of sleep, eat good food, and let your immune system do what it's supposed to be doing, basically fighting off the infection. You'll thank me for that, and you'll have a lot more money in your wallet too. So, all right. Well, let's get to a couple other topics here real quick. We saw the liberals hard at work with this health checkup from Donald Trump. I kind of laugh at it. These people never give up, and you just ask yourself, what's next in line to attack Donald Trump? So they can't get the Russian collusion thing going. That's not working. Mueller sitting back, scratching his head, says, "I don't know. What else can we go after?" So let's go after his psyche. Let's see if he's crazy. He's mentally ill. And he can't be trusted, of course, with that big button he has, you know, the big button, the one that's bigger than the button from North Korea. So, Mike, if you could please, actually, we're going to go to the phones real quick here, and then we're going to play a clip. Mike in Arkansas, what's on your line? So, Arkansas or Alaska?
Mike in Alaska.
Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Well, I was wondering what your opinion on the chaga mushroom was. Since you're talking a lot about health and what you can do to stay away from the flu and boost your immune system. Have you ever tried any chaga tea?
No, I have not. I have not. No experts in that. No information on it whatsoever. Maybe you can help me. I do the hydration, the nutrition. I avoid alcohol. Matter of fact, avoid alcohol and any kind of sugar during the flu season because they'll seem to suppress your immune system. But No, I have no knowledge on the mushroom.
Mm-mm. Well, it grows on the side of the birch tree in colder environments, so anything north of maybe Michigan, Canada, Alaska, Siberia. And it first kind of entered literature in, are you familiar with Alexander Solzhenitsyn?
I've heard the name. I've heard the name.
He wrote that Gulag Archipelago book, but he also wrote another book called The Cancer Ward, where he described why a lot of people in small Siberian towns in Russia had relatively low cancer rates, and that's where the chaga mushroom, it's where most of it is, on the side of the birch trees there, and where they often use it as a, I guess we could call it a coffee substitute. They drink the tea quite a bit.
Okay.
And so he put it in a book about 40, 45 years ago.
Right.
And people all over the world have been drinking it, a lot of indigenous societies, and this mushroom kills the birch trees. Mm-hmm. It takes a few decades to do it. And when you make it into a tea, it's got more of some of these nutrients than, say, blueberries or acai or, quinoa, a lot of these things that these superfoods that people are eating, it has the same nutrients. I'm not an expert on it, but I've been drinking it. I've been doing good, and a lot of people that have, there was that one caller, I think he might have been in Arkansas or Georgia or wherever, and it's popular among people with cancer, so I just wanted to throw that out there for him.
Yeah, definitely good. I'm glad you called that in. Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, so thanks for your show. Good show.
Hey, appreciate it. I'll check that out, the chaga mushroom. I'll have to check that out. Well, you know, a lot of the herbs or all the pharmaceuticals, of course, they got their top scientists and researchers out there, and everything we seem to have created, invented, comes from some kind of source of herbs. So, I'll check into that. Chaga mushroom, check into that. We got another caller here on the line in Canada. Dan, you're on the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, Steve. Cinnamon helps. There's two types of cinnamon. I can't remember which one is the better. Also, the silver tincture that you can get.
Heard that.
Colloidal silver.
Right.
That helps.
I've used actually the colloidal silver one time, and a physician had me, actually the family wanted me to use it. I threw it by the physician because it wasn't part of our protocol in the ICU, and I threw it by him, and he said, well, you know, there's some things about it. So I did a little research, and supposedly, yes, it can kill bacteria. And he said, well, you got to be really careful. He told me, basically, you have to be careful with it. So he allowed me to give it to the patient through an NG tube into the stomach. So many cc's per hour, I could give him a bolus of this colloidal silver. But it also matters, I guess, also, I'm not an expert in this area either, but the purity of the silver also, that matters. So that is something to be researched. I agree. There's the cinnamon I definitely did hear about, but what we're finding on the shelves at most of these stores is really not cinnamon, I'm finding out. It's rather artificial. Real cinnamon, yes, I do believe has some medicinal value. So thanks for calling that in. Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, the Spanish flu of 1918, there's an article on the U.S. News and World Report that came out today, and it's talking about scientists are now developing a super vaccine to cover all flus, and it just strikes me as really scary, just because we're coming up on the century of this scourge that killed 20 million people worldwide 100 years ago. So it's a little bit scary that they came out with this today and talking about, oh, don't worry, we'll give you the super duper flu shot that'll end all your worries. Just trust us.
Yeah, well, no.
Anyways, I'll leave you with that. It's a U.S. World Report titled Century After Pandemic. Okay. Science takes its best shot at flu.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Steve.
Hey, thank you, Dan. Appreciate it. Mike, if we still have a little bit of time here, I'm going to play that clip from Tucker Carlson. It's kind of a short clip. And that should finish out the show. Did you get it? It's the Tucker Carlson talking about the health checkup from Donald Trump. It's kind of got some humor to it. Did you get it? It should said Tucker Carlson on it. Okay, hold on a second. I'll get right back to you then. I will give it to you. Yeah, like I said, the here we go. The liberals aren't going to give up, so I'll resend it to you. Yeah, it's on email. It says Fox News video. Did you get that? Let me see here real quick. You got it? Okay, go ahead. Get that going. Thanks.
I was wondering if...
That's fine. Okay. Well, I think we should close the show out with a little humor here. Tucker Carlson, you know, I'm not a big... He's on Fox Network, of course, the other fake news. But I gotta say, he can be pretty sharp sometimes. So I'm going to entertain you with this last... Close out the show with a little Tucker Carlson poking fun at the liberals who just are getting so frustrated that they can't bring down Donald Trump with anything. So the questioning in this conference is hilarious. There we go. Let's play it.
It's probably the most high-profile routine physical in political history. The White House physician, Ronny Jackson, spent a full hour, a little over it, I think, in the White House briefing room today, taking questions about President Trump's physical and mental state. It was a pretty remarkable series of exchanges. Here's part of it.
Do you believe he is fit for duty?
Absolutely, he's fit for duty.
What exactly does the exercise and eating plan look like? Is it you're going to put an elliptical machine next to the bedroom and he's going to use it? What does that look like? Is he limited to one strip of ice cream now?
I don't limit his diet at all.
Well, some people have suggested that could be related to dentures. Does the president wear dentures?
He does not.
Could you address drug addiction?
Drug addiction?
I mean, any other drugs?
Yeah, no, he has no drug addiction. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you,
Dr. Jackson.
How about
sexual? Can you explain to me how a guy who eats McDonald's and fried chicks and all those Diet Cokes and who never exercises is in as good a shape as you say he's in?
It's called genetics.
There you go.
Well, does there's the elaborate your theater
that's,
over the president.
Well, let's cut it right there, Mike. But no, you got to laugh at that. The whole, how's a guy at McDonald's have such a good health report card? And, well, you probably should ask Bill Clinton that because I think he was a regular at McDonald's also. But there's your end of the show funny there. They can't bring him down, but they're trying very, very, very hard. And I just can't wait to see what they come up with next. Does the president wear dentures? Come on. This is getting hilarious. Hey, thanks for listening today. I appreciate being here. And speedy recovery to John Stadmiller. Hopefully he'll be in tomorrow. Check out my show, Sundays, Off the Beaten Path, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And in my email, again, contact me if you want that formula for the nasal rinse, irrigation rinse. And that is offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. Health, happiness, and safe travels. We will talk again. Good night.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's ANGIOPRIM.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.